Well, anyway, let's get started while we have, I think we'll have quite a few tuning in here. And sounds like we'll hear each one of them as they join us.
Okay, well, then let's rock and roll.
There you go. Okay. So let's do this. Lee, I've introduced your background to most of the people on the call, but let's at least give them a thumbnail sketch. You've had quite an illustrious speaking, coaching, consulting background. And I know I first came across you when you were the lead speaker for Career Track way back in the day, based out of Boulder here.
Wow, that was a couple of days ago. Yep.
Yeah.
I've been a professional speaker now over 20 years, and I did used to tour and do public seminars. I used to do 100 cities a year for 6 straight years, and that was quite grueling, needless to say, 9 to 4. I have also toured with people like the late Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, Zig Ziglar, Stephen Covey, Tony Robbins, Dan Kennedy. I've been very fortunate to be on, you know, a lot of the Peter Lowe events and very large venues of speaking. I have worked in large corporate environments, everything from NASA for 15 years, Walt Disney, AT&T, Xerox, IBM. I mean, very, very long list. My idea in life, Stephen, was to always go for the big guys.
Yeah.
It took the same amount of energy to go for large companies that it did for small mom-and-pop companies.
Yeah.
And so my concept of life was, you know, how to get the most leverage that you could possibly get. I've done a lot of radio shows, I've had TV shows, one in Toronto, one in Virginia. I've authored a number of books, a lot of audio and video programs, and started the Millionaire Mindset Coaching Program about 3 years ago. And it's just been this very exciting program because I've allowed myself to take all these 25 years worth of experience and study and knowledge and share it with, you know, people such as your members, but also I get to interview some of the top people in our industries who focus on entrepreneurial success and, you know, pick their brains and see how I can get them to share to our members tips and skills and strategies and resources and anything to shorten the learning curve for our folks. And, of course, that's the great thing, as you know, about being a coach, is that we get to watch our members really thrive and prosper because of the research that we do that they don't have to do.
Absolutely, and we get that opportunity of having hundreds of people testing all at once and then aggregating the information and bringing it back to the individuals in the group. Go back to something you said here a minute ago. It must have been fascinating working with NASA and Walt Disney companies, especially.
Walt Disney was particularly fascinating because when you go to work for Walt Disney, it was kind of humorous. I had to fly to Florida, and I met with 15 people for like a day just to determine if they even wanted to hire me.
Yeah.
And then when they did hire me, they hired me on a contract basis where I would go to Florida like a week every quarter, and I would start off the week, and I would work through every different division of their company. We would start with the housekeepers,
mm-hmm.
and then we would go to the hotel managers, and then we would go to the sales staff, and then every different group would get the same material but upgraded for their particular position at the time. And I learned all of their terminology, and I actually wrote different programs that I have to sell today because they requested those programs from me because they said, we love you, but, you know, you only come every quarter, and we actually have so many new people. We want you to record this information so we can give it to them as they start to work here. And the NASA was an interesting experience because as an entrepreneur, working in a very structured environment was a challenge for me, but it gave me a lot of knowledge about how other people think. And that's one of the great things that I've learned from all my different clients is to be very curious on what is your process, what is your system, how do you think, And how can I learn from you? Maybe I won't do it the same way you do it, but that I can take the wisdom that you have and integrate it into my own system. And so I'm exposed to literally hundreds of different companies. And, of course, as you know, I prefer the entrepreneurial person because that's who I am. But the NASA people were very interested, and I worked for them for 15 straight years under contract, going there so many times a year. And, again, one day working for engineers, one day working for managers. So it was a different group every day.
That had to be fascinating. I, several years ago, I did all the Disney University courses where they take you behind the scenes. And you do, you know, you do the orientation class. You go through the what do they call it, the casting center, and you look at the new employee orientation. And God, it's just a phenomenal organization, isn't it?
It is, and anybody who would have an opportunity to go through the process you did should take it because the learning curve is great.
Yeah, their whole terminology of all the on stage, off stage, good show, bad show, and the you know, really interesting. It anchored it in for me when you go on the property after hours and see them vacuuming the grass, and then you go downstairs or behind the wall and the employees areas, and it's just like backstage in a theater.
So absolutely, and they're very clear about only using their terminology.
Yes. They had, when I was there, they had this story about the, you know, the hourly girl at the front desk correcting Michael Eisner because he didn't have his name tag on.
Right. And, I mean, they're even very persnickety about the fact that your earrings can only be a certain size.
Yeah.
And what you can wear. And there's one of the things, Stephen, that I really liked about them that has been helpful to me as an entrepreneur is the systems. You know, interacting and putting systems in place in your life and the way that you train people, that has been very beneficial in my own company and in companies that I consult with.
Yeah, and there's so much about Disney that's applicable to our business. I know one of the things that I've given our employees for years is the, I don't know what it is, 42-page employee dress code. And, you know, and they have, which, by the way, was very controversial when they went into New York. You know, Eisner basically took over Times Square, and when they put the Disney stores in and the theaters and stuff, everybody had to comply with the Disney dress code.
Exactly.
Which meant no visible tattoos and no facial hair and no earrings. And they even, I'm sure you've seen their little video that they use for recruiting where they take you in and you see a little 8 or 10 minute video, and they show the guy that without a car, and they show the guy with 3 earrings and the tattoos and so forth. They say, oh, you know, that's not Disney. But it works. I mean, they're looking for boy or girl next door, hometown Disney, and for every family to feel comfortable in the environment, which, of course, is very similar to what we're doing.
Well, and I think it's a great point that you're making here, Stephen, because for all your members who are listening to this call, when you're hiring your own people, sometimes as a self-employed person, I know that you feel like you're in a corner, you can't find good people, and sometimes out of desperation you hire people, but they're not who you really want, and they don't look like the people you want to represent you.
Yeah.
And that will always be a huge mistake.
Oh, absolutely. And in our case, a lot of our employees have bubbled up from within with students, and then suddenly we're afraid to kind of tell them, hey, you know, I know that haircut is cool at high school, but, you know, it's not the thing that we need to be in a professional environment.
Absolutely.
You said something a minute ago, and I think it's very important. The Millionaire Mindset is a very entrepreneurially focused program. And I, of course, brought you in to work with our group because I was finding this. Is I was finding a couple points at which all of the technical skills and the marketing, the sales skills and everything else that you give people didn't make a whole lot of difference because they couldn't get their arms around moving to the next level in their business. And, you know, an awful lot of what has been valuable with what you do is really getting people to see that they can go to that next level, that they can grow at a higher level, and that there really is the skill set and capability within themselves to do it. And I love the title of your book, Success is an Inside Job, because that's so much of what it is. Talk about how you've translated the entrepreneurial principles where it's then appropriate for, you know, even a small business with 1 or 2 employees.